Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're going to discuss the notion of Dofen Akuma and how much Schach Pasul can there be on top of the Sukkah, in the middle of the Sukkah, on the side of the Sukkah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah assumes the following. A sukkah that has schach kosher with four tfachim of schach pasul in the middle of it, that would pasul the sukkah. Four tfachim of schach pasul in the middle would ruin the sukkah. But there is a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that if the schach pasul is right near the wall of the sukkah, then we apply the din of dofen akuma, which means you view the wall as if it bends a little bit and goes right up against where the schach kosher is, as if it bypasses the schach pasul, and therefore the sukkah will be kosher, even though there's way more than four tfachim of schach pasul over there. So our Mishnah is going to discuss this din of dofen akuma, that it's only if the schach pasul is less than four amos, more than four tvachim, but less than four amos. Once there's more than four amos of schach pasul, even minatzad, even near the wall of the sukkah, it's going to be possible. We cannot apply the din of dofen akuma. We're also going to see that the din of dofen akuma is dafka when there's schach pasul. But if there's open airspace, even larger than three tvachim, between the wall of the sukkah and the schach, and the kosher schach, then the sukkah is going to be pasul. So says the Mishnah, hirchik es ha-sikuch min ha-defanos. If a person had separated the schach from the walls, and there's an empty space between the schach and the walls, shlosha tfachim, and that empty space is three tfachim or larger, psula. That is pasul. We cannot apply dofen akuma because that is empty airspace. But bayis shenivchas, let's say you have a house and the middle of the roof of the house caved in, v'sikech al gabav, and then you put schach over the area that caved in, im yesh mirakos l'sikuch arba amos, psula. If there's four amos between where the schach is and the walls, then it's going to be pasul, meaning dafka if it's more than four amos, because the sides of the roof, which are still intact, are schach pasul. So as we said, you could have up until four amos of schach pasul. V'chein chatzer shimu kefes achsadra. Similarly, if you have a chatzer that's open in the middle and it's surrounded around the edges with an achsadra is like a canopy that goes around like the front porches of all the houses. So imagine like a U-shaped set of houses, like a strip motel kind of thing, but a U-shaped set of houses, and there's this courtyard in the middle, this empty area in the middle, but in front of the doors of all the houses, there's a canopy that goes over it. So if you have four amos of that empty canopy, of that canopy that goes over it, even if you fill the entire middle area with schach, you can't combine the walls of those apartments, so to speak, of those hotel rooms, the outer walls of those hotel rooms, with the schach that's in the middle, because there's four amos of schach pasul in between them. Another example of dofen akuma, sukkah gedola. If you have a large sukkah, sheikifu abedavar shein mesachin bo, that is surrounded with schach pasul along the sides, im yesh tachtav arba amos psula. If there's four amos underneath, meaning it's four amos of width of the non kosher schach, then it's going to be pasul. So says Gemara, okay, we just essentially said the din of dofen akuma three times in the Mishnah, just with three slight variations on the din. So kolani lamali, why does the Tana have to tell me the din of dofen akuma in all three of these cases? So meaning, what were the three cases? You had the case of bayis shenivchas, the house that caved in. You have the case of the chatzer shimukefes achsadra, the open courtyard that's surrounded by an achsadra. And you have the case of the sukkah gedola that's surrounded with schach pasul around the edges. So says Mar Tzricha, we need all three cases. Diashmin and bayish and nifchas. If I only would have been told about the case of bayish and nifchas, of the house that caves in, mishum dahani mechitzos lebayis avidan, I would say, yeah, you know why we're willing to apply dofen akuma up until dalet amos over there? Because at least those walls were made for the area that you're using for the sukkah. So those walls were made for the area that they're covering. But in the case of the chatzar that has an achsadra all around it, so why are the walls there in those, the example we gave of like a strip motel Why are the walls there in those motels? It's to serve as walls for the inside of those motel rooms. And now you're trying to make a sukkah on the outside of those walls. So I might think we're not going to apply Dofen Akuma to send the walls in the wrong direction, to push them out toward where they're not supposed to be in closing. So it's Lavlach Sadra Vidyemalo. I would think we would not apply Dofen Akuma. So that's why Tzricha, that's why we need to be told both cases. V'yashmin and Hanitarti. And if we would have told me these two cases, Mishum Deschachan, Schach Kasherhu, I would say, yeah, at least the schach puzzle that's mafsik between the walls and the schach kosher is at least made from a min that schach kosher. It's just a problem of tasav lo menasui because it wasn't put there the shame sukkah. Aval sukkah gedola shekifur b'davar shemesachim bo. But the third case was a case where you put something that was mamish schach puzzle all around. The schach puzzle who? It's objectively schach puzzle. Say malo. I would think we would not apply dofen akuma to cover for schach puzzle of pachas mital ramos. So tzricha. That's why I need all three cases. Amar Rabba, Ashkachtinu l'Rabban de Bei Rav. He says, I once ran into the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash of Rav. The Yasvi v'Kamri, they were saying in the name of Rav that if you have a sukkah that has three walls, and then Avir, you have airspace that goes from the middle wall until the opening of the sukkah. So Posel, we assume that, remember that a sukkah has three walls and does not have a fourth wall. So when we say the from the middle wall, it means like the bottom of the U, so to speak. If there are three walls in the U, so the bottom of the U, and there's an airspace that runs all the way from the bottom of the U to the open wall, to the open side of the sukkah, it's posel b'shlosh, it will pasel if it's three tfachim of airspace. But schach posel, posel b'arba'a. If it were not airspace, but rather it were filled in with schach posel, it would pasel only if it were four tefachim. V'amina luhu ana, but Rabba asked to the Talmidim of Rav, Avir de posel b'shlosha min aluchu. Where do you get the idea that airspace pasels with three tefachim? Ditnan, hirchik asasikuch min adefanos shlosha tefachim, psula. If you separate the schach from the walls by three tefachim, it's pasel. Schach pasel nami lo lifsil el ba'arba amos. So therefore, schach pasel should only pasel with dalet amos. Ditnan, so you see that schach pasul is only pasul when it's dalet amos, because the case of dofen akuma only applied when it's more than dalet, only didn't apply. The idea of dofen akuma is only problematic when it's more than dalet amos. So just like by airspace minatzad, it's the same three tefachim as it is beemtza. So schach pasul should be the same. Va'amrli, and the talmidim of Rav answered Rabba, Bar minadahi. No, all schach pasels with four tefachim. The din of our Mishnah that pasels only with arba amos is entirely different. That's different than regular cases of schach pasel. The Rav Shmuel Amri Travayu, because both Rav and Shmuel said Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba. That's not a regular din of schach pasel. That's a special din called Dofen Akuma when it's off to the side. But in the middle of the sukkah, certainly schach pasels b'dalid tfachim. V'amina luhu ana. So Rabbi says, and I said right back to the Talmidim of Rav, Ma ilu ika schach pasel pachos me'arba. Va'avir pachos mishlosha. What would be the case in the following? What if you had 3.9 tfachim of schach pasel right next to 2.9 tfachim of avir, of airspace? My, what would be the din of such a sukkah? So ksheira, clearly such a sukkah would be kosher, because the avir, the airspace, is not mitzdarif with the schach pasel to pasel the sukkah. Malia bishapudin, but if you fill the airspace that's near the schach pasel with metal spits that are pasel for a schach, so my, now what would the halacha be? Meaning you had 3.9 tefachim of schach pasel right next to 2.9 tefachim of avir. Now you fill in all that avir with more schach pasel. So now you have 3.9 plus 2.9 tefachim of schach pasel, which is way more than 4 tefachim of schach pasel. So what would the din be? Psula, it would clearly be pasel. Why does that make sense? If Avir is more chamur than schach pasel, because Avir pasels with even three tefachim, so why is it that when you have Avir, 2.9 tefachim of Avir, and it was kosher, and now you fill it in, that very same space with schach pasel, and now all of a sudden it's going to be mitzdaref? So why should that work? V'amuli mitalmidim of Rav said back to me, "Ihachi l'didach nami da amit schach posel posel barabavos." That's an interesting point, they said, but it has absolutely nothing to do with our machlokas. We're arguing whether schach posel should posel with dalet tfachim even in the middle of the sukkah or only b'dalet amos. Even if you hold that it's b'dalet amos and it's so much more kal than airspace, you would still have the same kasha on yourself, just with different numbers. Let's say you had 3.99 amos of schach posel, the avir pachas mishlosha, right next to just under 3 tfachim, 2.9 tfachim of airspace. My, so what's the din of such a sukkah according to you? Ksheira, it's going to be kosher, because it's not enough avir to pasel, it's not enough schach pasel to pasel. But mal yabishvudin, but if you then fill in that airspace with schach pasel, my, what's the din going to become? Psula, now you have the requisite amount of schach pasel. I, the same kasha on you, lo yavir apostle b'shosh, schach pasel apostle barba amos, schach pasel that pasels with 3 tfachim shouldn't be, avir the pasels with 3 tfachim shouldn't be less severe than schach pasel that pasels with dalet amos. So Rabbi said to the Talmidim of Rav, no, hi my, you can't compare my kasha to your kasha. Bish lamaladidi da amina arba amos. According to me, I said the whole thing is about dalet amos mishum shiura velav shiurahu, because that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that schach pasel pasels with dalet amos. That's a shir chashuv to pasel a sukkah. Less than dalet amos is not a shir chashuv to pasel a sukkah. So I understand why you're not going to be mitztarif avir together with schach pasel. But hi lav shiurahu, because the avir does not combine to make up the amount of schach pasel necessary to ruin the sukkah. Kiven de lo shavu shiurai la'adadi lo mitztarfi. Because when you're dealing with two different things that have two different shiurim, there are two different amounts that would pasel, so that you're dealing with avir and you're dealing with schach pasel, each one has its own separate shiur, you can't be mitztarif two things that have two different shiurim. But according to you, Talmidim of Rav, da'amritu shiur mishum aflaga, you said the shear that passels a schach passel is 4 tfachim. That's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's because you thought 4 tfachim is a reasonable amount, that's what it would take to separate two parts of the schach. So then, mali ispalig b'schach passel, mali ispalig b'schach passel v'avir. Then, if it's just about that, if it's about a logical amount of space that would separate two different sides, well, then what difference does it make if it's filled with schach passel or if it's filled with a combination of schach passel and avir? And therefore, my kasha on you, Talmidei Rav, is going to continue to be a strong kasha. So we'll leave it there, but let's just chazer over what we did outside. So number one, we said that Dofen Akuma works even if the walls were not made for the sukkah, right, for the inside of the sukkah, and even if the perimeter isn't made from a min, that's kasha l'schach. Right, that's why we said we needed all three cases of Dofen Akuma in the Mishnah. Then we have the fundamental machlokas, that Rabba holds schach pasul is always bedalet amos, even in the middle of the sukkah. And his raya is that if you have 2.9 tfachim of avir next to 3.9 tfachim of schach pasul, and then you fill in that avir, it's now going to ruin the sukkah, and that doesn't make any sense. So that's Rabba's kasha on the Talmidim of Rav. Rabba is perfectly okay saying dalet amos of schach pasul is not mitztarif with avir, because those are both shirim of halach l'moshe m'sinai, and we can't combine the two things that are two totally separate shiurim. So we're sort of in the middle of a conversation, but we're going to stop here, and we'll pick up Ezra Shem next time at Amrle Abaye. So next time on Yud Zayin and Beis at Amrle Abaye.